With tens of thousands of companies doing business with the federal government each year, you'd think it's easy. But in reality, lots of barriers stand in the way for many companies. Barrier busting is the subject of a special session at today's ACT IACT conference on acquisition excellence. Standing by with Tom at the conference is Paul Bean, a contract specialist and business advisor at the Transportation Security Administration. Tom?
Thank you, Emily. And Paul, it's great to have you on.
Glad to be here.
All right, so what are the main barriers to entry for contractors? I thought anybody could get in the swimming pool here in the federal market.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, but I mean, there actually are tons of barriers out there, and it's kind of hard to pinpoint the top ones, but, you know, off the top of my head, there are, you know, three main barriers, one being the high cost for federal contractors to maintain an unpredictable supply chain, especially in the aerospace industries. Another one is, you know, the government's increased use of prescripted versus outcome-based requirements.
And that goes back 100 years, right? I mean, that's the bugaboo of the ages, right?
It is, you know. I mean, and you would think over time we would have, you know, started relying more on outcome-based requirements, but for some reason, you know, we're a little bit slow to change there. But, you know, I have faith that, you know, we'll get there in the coming years.
And the third one?
The third one is the government's increased use of the LPTA procedure, also known as the lowest price technically acceptable evaluation procedure. When you rely on this procedure for complex, you know, $25, $30 million and up procurements, sometimes this can be bad because, you know, there's some vendors out there that have really expensive solutions that are high quality, but they can't compete in this LPTA arena.
Yeah, that's kind of something I imagine TSA must see a lot of, considering some of the big expensive machines you guys have installed over the past 12, 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak to TSA, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure that could definitely be possible.
All right, although I must say it's great to have a guy from TSA on a panel called Busting Barriers. I don't know if anyone else sees the irony in that. So in your presentation, you've got some statistics about federal procurement. Including, this is, I didn't realize, the top 10 primes have not changed, that list of 10 has not changed in a decade?
Yeah, I mean, it really hasn't changed much. I think there's been some that have jumped in and out, but overall, you know, it hasn't changed much at all, which is actually a quite surprising finding.
So that's indicative that it's hard to even get into the top ranks if you're number 11 through 20.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. What it tells me that these are good contractors, you know, they have a good, you know, a track record of meeting federal requirements and delivering and meeting our needs. But to me, it's also a sign that, you know, the federal marketplace may not be as open as other, you know, marketplaces in the U.S. economy. And, you know, for me, that shows me that, hey, there's room to reduce some barriers there.
All right. So if we could, well, what are the prescriptions? How do you get rid of the barriers? I mean, are there plans afoot in any of the agencies? Or what will you be discussing in terms of lowering those barriers?
Well, I mean, OFPP has taken a big front in, and with, you know, of course, with OMB, you know, they've taken a big front in trying to identify some of these barriers and trying to reduce some of these barriers across the federal government. And forms like, you know, ACT IACT, you know, they are also a good place to come together, identify some barriers, and then try to work toward reducing some of these barriers across the federal government.
And there's another interesting statistic, which is how many of the contracts went to new market entrants in 2014, both in sheer numbers and as a percentage.
Yeah, I mean, in fiscal year 2014, you know, we did a bunch of research and we saw that 140,000 companies across, you know, the U.S. economy won federal contracts. But, you know, out of these 140,000 huge pool, you know, only 3% of the revenue went to new market entrants. Personally, you know, I'd like to see that number a lot higher.
All right, interesting. So it's less than optimal for new entrants to come into the market. What do you think the effect of that is on what the government gets and what it's capable of?
Well, I mean, definitely we get less optimal outcomes, as you just mentioned. And this is created by means of, you know, higher prices, you know, reduced competition, and less innovation. I mean, if you look today in America, you know, at some of these highly innovative companies like Uber, this company has changed the way we get, you know, taxis. Netflix changed the way we, you know, watch movies, and Apple's changed the way we interact with our devices. You know, if we encourage this type of innovative thinking, I mean, I'm not saying it's not there in the federal marketplace, but if we can encourage that type of thinking more, you know, we'll definitely get better solutions to federal, you know, challenges, and we'll, you know, definitely, you know, go a lot further. And I think, you know, reducing barriers is the first step to kind of inviting more of this thinking into the federal marketplace.
We're talking with Paul Bean. He's a contract specialist and business advisor at the Transportation Security Administration. Now, we have to let our audience know you're a pretty young guy. You're one of those newer federal employees, not quite 30. We won't tell exactly.
Yeah.
What's it like for someone of the, I don't know what they call you, millennials or X or whatever, XYZ, to be in something as big and bureaucratic as the federal government, trying to get this more innovative approach to getting people into the government? What's it like?
I mean, it's interesting and it's tough, you know. I mean, especially when you see some of these bureaucratic, you know, I guess barriers that are created, and you know, a young person, and you know, with my, you know, friends and everything, we always do talk and say, hey, how do we break down these barriers? How can we, you know, streamline the processes in the federal government? And we have actually done that, you know, at the different agencies that I have been at, and you know, it's exciting to see.
But it sounds like that you see a lot of innovation that could happen at your agency across the government if different vendors could get in more easily.
Yeah, if vendors could come in, you know, there's definitely a high potential, and there's definitely, you know, high value in getting these vendors to come in and meeting our requirements.
It seems like a lot of the barriers center on the cost of getting in. What are the costs to vendors if they want? If they say, okay, I think I could get some. I have something to offer this agency or that agency. Why is it more costly than trying to do that at General Motors or Uber or somewhere like that?
Well, I mean, the federal government has a lot of compliance requirements. There's a lot of sunk costs that, you know, vendors have to, you know, come up with just to enter the marketplace. So, and also, you know, a lot of vendors today, especially suppliers, you know, like I mentioned before, in the aerospace industry, you know, they got, you know, a global, you know, supplier network, you know. So to maintain that type of network is very expensive, and there's other, you know, factors as well.
Well, there's another factor, which is you have to understand and be able to certify the cybersecurity compliance of your own components, your electronics, and all of your suppliers all the way down through your supply chain. And that's a pretty tough measure for a lot of companies.
Yeah, that's a tough challenge, you know. I mean, IT procurements, you know, that is actually a type of procurement or, you know, segment that the federal government is actually trying to advance, because, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, hoops to jump through, you know, to get certified, like you mentioned, and whatnot.
And at TSA, at Homeland Security, do you find that the old graybeards kind of like what they hear from you? Do you get a good audience when you talk up the chain of command and say, hey, we got to make this easier for companies to come in?
Yeah. I mean, DHS, you know, has always been great at, you know, listening to you know, I guess, younger workers and, you know, listening to the types of solutions we may have and trying to implement on a higher level.
All right. And so what do you hope to accomplish today at the session later on?
I mean, there's a lot of things I, you know, hope to accomplish. But, I mean, the main thing is to get industry and government together and come up with some really creative solutions that will, you know, hopefully, you know, break down some of these biggest barriers facing the federal government today. And I hope to work with ACT-IAC and its partners, you know, afterwards and try to implement these solutions across the federal government.
All right, Paul Bean is a contract specialist and business advisor at the Transportation Security Administration. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.